Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Are you so over Instagram and Snapchat?
The cool way to connect is now email.
We're TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
And the telephone.
Landlines are the coolest.
877-931-4TNT.
877-931-4868.
Hate it when they put letters in it.
Now, more of the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I don't have my email. I got a new phone yesterday. They took my firstborn. That's the first time I think Todd and I have always had deals with phone companies for years, so I've never bought a phone. I bought them for my wife and kids, so I should know what they cost.
Oh, yeah.
But I bought the brand new one. I bought the best thing. Just give me the best one you got. I said, give me the biggest, smartest one, whatever. And
you guys had
told me, well, I wanted it. I actually wanted it. It's just bigger. I can watch movies on this thing. I'm going to sit. But
It hurts,
but I didn't realize. You guys had told me you can fold it into your loan, basically.
yeah, kind of.
And yeah. I said, you pay for this every month or a couple of years, right? He goes, yeah.
So, okay, or you can pay for it for 4 years if you want.
Well, I think
like buying a freaking car.
I think two and a half.
It's two and a half.
Yeah, 30 months, I think, is as far as they go.
Whatever.
When I bought
but jeez.
Right, because my daughters used to get me with that all the time. You know, I'm eligible for a new phone. Well, I don't want to pay for the next 4 years for your freaking phone.
Yep. Yeah, I didn't get the highest gig. I got the second gig. That was out. I don't need all that for.
Get a job, but, pay for the phone, and in full.
But and that's unbelievable. I mean, that was unbelievable what this thing cost.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
and see, that's the thing is they've always cost that much. But when when they first started bringing out smartphones,
they wanted people to have them.
The company, your provider, AT&T, Sprint, Verizon, what are they? They subsidized about half the cost.
Okay, just to get them out there.
Just to get them out there, they only charged you $200-$300.
I remember
that's
they were
$800.
Yeah, and to get you to sign a long term contract.
Yeah,
yours is the same one, right?
I don't have the super giant one.
Okay, well, whatever.
But they've gone up because they're they're better technology. Yeah. So now you're paying $800, $1,000, $1,200 bucks for
sure,
for
and
a
they've
phone.
Convinced us that's necessary. You have to have one of those.
Well, it's a tiny computer you're carrying around in your pocket
right.
every day.
Yeah, I was always surprised they were as cheap as they were because I didn't know that was a deal.
Yeah, they were
$200-$300. I hate to say it's cheap, but it is cheap compared.
They were never charging you the full price.
Right.
Because if you'd read into it further, if you got that $300 phone and you broke it before your time was up and you had to buy another one, they'd charge you full price for it and you go, oh, it's $800.
Oh, that's when people realized, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Nice guy, though. Listen to the show. But he didn't make the money personally. He was just working there. he didn't just pocket the cash. Gilbert Godfrey a little later on. Nick Allen's going to stop in. Mr. Craig Evans in the house.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing today?
Great.
It's Wednesday the 13th.
Good.
Be careful out there.
Apparently you can wager on the Westminster Dog Show. Yeah, but not specific
not
dogs.
Fact, that's
I think most bettors are pathetic, but that's completely pathetic.
Oh, it gets worse.
Does degenerate gamblers are pathetic to begin with, but you are. It gets worse.
Yeah.
What, betting on that?
You can now gamble on in Jersey.
On what now?
This year, you can gamble on the Oscars.
Oh. I think the Oscars have been around for a while. Yeah. I think they were.
Specifically in Jersey.
Oh, in Jersey now. Okay, got it. All right.
In the United States,
yeah,
where there is expanded gambling now.
Yeah, you could always bet on the Grammys.
You might have a better shot at winning some of those. I'm granted the odds are going to be different, obviously, because going into those best actors or best movies, sometimes you have a good if there's six movies, you know, two are battling usually.
But Jersey's the first state in the nation to allow it.
Got it.
Yeah, some betting parlor in London has been taking that bet for years.
That's right. Yeah, or your bookie might before he laughs at you.
See, but Vegas, you could just bet on the breed. Yeah, not a specific dog. It's not your fantasy dog league going. You just bet that, say a German Shepherd's going to win it all.
They showed one pooping on Levitard's, show with his old man.
Oh, highly questioned.
Yeah, they showed what happens when the dog just poops. You bet on them?
Oh,
you do with the dog race. But it was at Westminster. The dog just took a dump before it ran through that course, and they showed the video of it. Huge dump too.
See, I saw another video on that same show of a dog. It was some sort of dog show on a hockey rink.
Yeah, okay. Right.
Dog just stopped right on the ice and
just dumped.
right on the hockey rink.
Oh, that works.
Push it right off the ice
for dog races too. I've always heard that works for horse races.
Yeah. Well, I was talking about the guy.
Bet on the horse.
This is
dumps.
When we're buying my phone. The guy goes, "Yeah, my dad used to bet on the dogs when they pooped." I usually hang around by the stables at the dog races.
Does anywhere race dogs anymore?
Not here anymore. We talked about that.
Well, even in Phoenix, they used to have a greyhound track right by the airport in Phoenix, and neighborhood has since gentrified.
Is there a dog track? There might be just a dog track left in Florida, don't you think?
They got that out of there.
Something can be year-round.
Oh, probably.
Attached to a casino somewhere.
And they might still.
You guys look at the TV. I thought there was a freeze frame on the TV when I first walked in.
I was looking at the. I kept looking up at the TV. And
our cheap ass landlord, who's in the TV business, took away our TVs.
Yes,
which is they don't want us to promote TV at all. Good. Listen to radio. It works.
I thought that
more.
Was a quick shot on the
so
TV.
So did I. Yeah. He says, this
is sad. TV.
Yeah. Day two without cable.
Yeah.
For the entire building. Yeah. Well, not the entire
building. No. Just radio.
Just the radio just portion the radio. Of the building.
Someone's taking a dump in the hallway now because I'm pissed.
That'll teach him.
No, we said the toilet's full. I'll just take a dump in the hallway.
Right.
We're like the little trolls in the basement. That's how they treat us.
Screw them.
Well, look at us.
Yeah.
No, radio's...
You're lucky to have a place.
Radio's a better advertising tool than TV.
Still.
Much better. More bang for the buck on radio. So please advertise on radio.
That is true.
Yeah, and when you're watching those TV commercials, just DVR them and fast forward right through them.
Do that. We can say that now. It's been a while since our company has never had any TV.
Yes,
I love
we
that.
Can.
We can say that now.
And when you hear the commercials on the radio,
you can't
listen to them.
And patronize the advertisers or the show that exists.
Pay attention.
Because radio is free, too, for that matter.
There's some good deals in there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the reason.
And don't tell me TV is. I know you put your rabbit ears up. You're pathetic.
That radio is free. Last bastion of free entertainment.
Damn right. Wouldn't charge you for this.
Wouldn't feel good about it.
You wouldn't either. What's new?
The Wire Fox Terrier.
Yeah.
Oh, I had $14 on that.
His name was.
That the one that
King.
That's a common name.
Yeah, the Bichon one. Well, the one that looks like a Bichon. The Havanese was Bono.
Bono the Havanese.
Correct.
Look at these.
And then my favorite one I was rooting for was
do the whole joke. Chinese. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Let's push that joke.
Don't.
I've always liked the name Bean for a dog, and this is the first time in a big time dog show I've seen a dog named Bean. So I was rooting for Bean.
He picked the Bean. Also got an email the other day. Once again, I can't take it anymore. Push. How do you get a nun pregnant?
And I replied to that guy.
Good.
Yeah.
There was also an email. I forgot to read. Came in over the weekend. When we had asked the question, how do you keep the marriage going? How do you stay married for 25, 30
That's right.
years?
Right.
And he said, well, it's the same answer to how do you get a nun pregnant.
But she has to, and bang him too, by the way. All right.
And then eventually ask if it's consensual.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of them.
I heard some more priests.
That was a joke.
I heard some more priest non-consensual stuff the other yesterday. Priest and a nun somewhere. My wife read that to me.
The guy who wrote us that note was she was reading erotica to you.
It was priest erotica, but only with grown nuns because they're doing them now too. Apparently.
Well, good.
Give this Sunday.
How come that never got out? Or did that just start catching on?
Oh, my God.
Could they bang grown nuns instead of little boys.
Well, now, to be somewhat fair, for years, there have always been rumors and allegations
Popes had kids.
Of priests and nuns having kids.
Oh, yeah. And they'd be called nephews and nieces. I remember reading that.
Either nephews and nieces or, you know, other... you know, when it's conspiracy theories or kids talking to one another,
right.
You know, it's just horrible things that have happened to the kids.
True. But I was I was sitting with a couple guys I know are of the Catholic faith the other night having some beers, and they started giving me crap about Sandusky. And I said, yeah, he should rot in hell. But yeah, you don't throw that stuff around when you're a Catholic boy. Because I come loaded for bear. And I just said, yeah, he's a piece of crap, should rot in hell. I said, but what about all your priests? There's like thousands of those. There was one Sandusky. So, and they were real quiet real quick.
Yeah. I imagine so.
Yes, because new evidence every day.
Todd, the Hartford, Connecticut Yard Goats.
That's a great name for a triple A?
Double A ball.
I was going to say single A.
The Yard Goats. I got to get that T-shirt.
Yeah. Todd may not go for it.
Who's their minor league? Who's their major league team?
Rockies, Colorado.
Okay.
Hartford, Connecticut to Colorado, huh?
That's double A.
I know, but still got to fly away. They got to fly
usually
pretty far away.
The triple A
is a little closer.
Is nearby.
But even then, not always.
Yeah, it wasn't always the case, but it's getting to be more and more the case.
So,
but
they say.
A lot of guys go from double A right to the pros.
Yeah.
That's a long flight.
Well, they'll just have to take a little extra time.
They say that they are going to be the first pro sports venue to permanently go peanut free and Cracker Jack free as well, because, well, there's peanuts in Cracker Jack.
That's tough about the peanuts because
you may not buy them some peanuts and Cracker Jack
or peanuts. Is what
can't
I drink.
You just go put the the peanut kids in a bubble?
No,
they die, man.
They're permanently going peanut free.
That's tough because people eat peanuts and drink beer at baseball games.
Yep.
It's going to be popcorn, I guess. Now.
I don't like the way America's headed right now.
The Yard Goats said they
dropped his season tickets to the Yard Goats just because of that.
They talked to local parents who have kids with peanut allergies before deciding to completely ban them from future games.
Oh,
that would scare the hell out of me if I had a kid that
didn't
had that
talk
problem.
To any parents who had kids that didn't have peanut allergies?
I can't answer that.
They don't die.
Yeah, they should talk to some kids who like to go to the baseball games a lot and like to eat peanuts.
It's minor league ball. They'll be fine. Major league, that'll never happen. They might have a peanut section. Like the family-free section when there's no alcohol.
Yeah.
They still have those.
Oh, yeah. A little quarantine area.
They have that.
They did.
Did they get rid of that one here?
I'm not aware of it.
Because I remember looking online about the tickets in that section. I'm not gonna sit there.
Yeah, I'm not aware of it. I don't recall mentioning it in the last year or so.
Maybe they can give them a basement bunker with a TV in it.
And you can go Todd to the hates ball kids that allergies.
Well, then what's the point of going to the ball game?
True.
I'm going to go to the ball game and go to the basement and watch it on TV.
Well, what's the point of going out at all?
Can't have peanuts?
Because there might be some peanut dust floating in the air.
That is what they have to deal with all the time, though.
So they got to move out like the state of Georgia?
Kids,
say southern Georgia has a bunch of peanut farms.
Is there peanut dust just in the air?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think it is.
Yeah, they got to go to school and got to go to work. They got to go outside, and they look like Asian people wearing their masks all the time.
I want a peanut now.
About 32 million Americans have food allergies.
Not peanuts, just all kinds.
The most common is peanuts.
Yeah, not shellfish.
Correct.
That's a common one, too. But
most common
is peanuts.
Is the peanut.
I just feel bad for the peanut farmers.
The Hartford Yard Goats. What a great name. What's the slogan look like? What's the logo look like?
I got a goat in the yard. Imagine it's a goat.
Well, imagine.
Hanging out in the yard.
Yeah. Is there a big goat on the hat?
I don't know.
Cool, just have a hat with a goat on it.
I saw...
I'm hoping Puss is looking it up.
Yeah. Lindsey Vonn's boyfriend got her a goat cake. You know, because she's...
Who's she banging now?
She's the greatest...
Oh, Zubon?
Is it PK Zubon?
The greatest of all time.
Goat means you suck. You were the goat in that game. It used to mean you sucked.
It did.
I just don't like that term. And I did read a quote from Brady, the best quote I've ever read. He said he hates being called the goat. Now, does he hate being called the greatest of all time, or does he hate just because he thinks that's like us? It's just, I don't like that term.
Yeah. Because he's a 40-something-year-old guy.
Yeah, he might remember it when it was just a bad thing.
Right, a goat was the guy that blew the game.
Exactly.
Yeah, the logo is it's a cartoon goat with like a stick in its mouth.
Is it a bat?
It's not a cigarette?
I don't know. It's kind of small.
It's probably a bat.
All right, Gar.
It'd be a yard goat, like it picked up a stick in the yard.
Yeah, it doesn't look like
a bat.
Be
a baseball bat in its mouth.
Then they've also got an alternate uniform or an alternate hat logo that's like a stylized H,
yeah.
Hartford.
Uh-huh.
But the top of the H looks like
goat horns. Does the shirt say goats across the front? That'd be cool. Kind of button up, just says goats.
Well, let's look at jerseys here.
Looking for a new
yard goats.
Yeah,
yard goats.
Goats. Yeah, there is a. It's like a lime green jersey that just says goats across the front.
I like the word yard goat. That means you're the greatest of all time in your yard.
Well,
a lot of people were.
Absolutely, they were.
A lot of people were.
See, now that logo looks like an actual depiction of a goat. If you look at the cake that Subban gave Lindsey Vonn.
Okay.
It's got curly hair, or curly horns. Curly hair.
And he gave her a short and curly cake.
Yeah. That's more
that's nasty.
Subban's taking care of that, right?
Yeah.
She likes the black guys.
Well, she just likes jocks.
Well, and a lot of them are black.
She likes to sniff jocks in general.
Sounds like it.
You know, wait, the baseball cap here.
That's a horrible thing. Let me just say that.
Yeah, sniffing a jock is not cool.
Let me just say that. Really, that's a horrible thing.
They stink.
But there's a difference between a bighorn sheep and a goat.
And a jock.
Well, no, the jocks are pretty much all the same.
Right. You're getting too technical about that. It's called, they're just called the yard goats. I like the name.
Yeah, well, the yard goats.
You can sell some gear with the yard goats.
The mountain sheep are entirely different.
Yeah, well, they're not called the mountain sheep.
The yard goats will sit out in the yard and eat cans.
Yeah, yeah.
And bats, apparently.
Right. Bighorn sheep.
Is it a bat?
Yeah.
That would make more sense.
Yeah. Climb up and down mountains. Yard goats. They just...
I'd get that hat, but I wouldn't find one to fit my big noggin.
You have a yard goat to mow your yard.
Oh.
Give me goats in the farm, Puss.
Plenty. Right. Yeah, yeah, everywhere. Right. That's how we mow the yard.
Just to take care of the yard, right?
We didn't actually have a mower.
Yeah. And other garbage.
Which was the greatest goat
they
in your yard.
Anything.
They really will.
Yeah. So what?
It's great.
Which one was the goat? The greatest of all time goat in your yard.
I would have to say that was Goaty McGoatface.
Goaty McGoatface. You were ahead of the time naming your goats.
Yeah.
That's the good
Goaty McGoatface.
Yeah. That's a gug goat. The greatest goat
of all time.
So Lindsey Vonn has yet to hit
a white guy.
No.
J.J. Watt.
J.J. Watt was in there. So she hasn't banged a Major League Baseball player.
That we know of.
Yeah.
We don't know how
Well dated.
She's not exactly a kid.
Yeah, you know. She's not dated publicly. A Major League Baseball player or a, who else are we missing?
She's done football, golf, and hockey that we know of. But she had to date somebody, famous before Tiger.
Yeah. NBA.
Yeah. And she probably banged some skiers, too, of course.
No, she was banging her coach for a long time.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, NBA.
Yeah, she hadn't done an NBA guy.
That we know of.
That I know of. Yeah. Or at least dated one. She's probably done an NBA guy, but not more than
Speaking
once.
Of NBA, do you have Mikhail saying dickhead? Posted he sent it
over. Yeah, I sent it over to you, Craig.
It. Yeah. I didn't realize we'd be doing it this soon.
We'll do it now, then do it during PD Sports.
Yeah, it'll take a second.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, we're not ready for that.
That was a nice tone
yeah,
there. That was a calm tone.
That's the tone that says, we're not ready for that yet.
We're not ready for dickhead. Don't hit the dickhead button quite yet.
So apparently he did not realize.
No, I heard this live, actually.
That he was on the air. And so here is Kevin McHale. We'll give this a try. It's during a basketball game.
I used to get in with him steady.
Oh, man.
Dickhead. Yep. Hadn't changed a bit,
nope.
I guess.
Nope. Hair just got gray.
Now listen.
Uh-huh.
Welcome back.
See, that's it. Welcome back. We got to crank it up a little bit if we can. I like that. Yeah, because the announcer actually knew the guy, too. He apparently was a trainer.
Yeah.
So everybody thought this guy's a dickhead.
Yep. That seems to be the consensus. It'd be great if the announcer chimed in,
Well, the announcer did say. He said, yep, nothing's changed. So the announcer knew who the guy was a dickhead, too. And I love how they go, welcome back. Because they're not turning on their own microphone sitting next on the court. I turn them on here.
Oh, we're live.
Exactly. Oh, we're live. And he apologized later.
Yeah, stop apologizing for that.
But he didn't. He just said, I said something about it by person. And
McHale apologized.
Yes.
Okay, not the announcer. Because a lot of times the announcer will apologize. You hear that in golf all the time.
Apologize to my partner. Oh, right. I know.
We're so sorry. You had to hear Tiger say, God damn it. Instead
of that's yeah, lame. I hate that.
I think so, too.
I hate that,
too. And I hope Kevin McHale didn't apologize.
To him.
I apologize for saying that word on the air.
But
it's still true. But I apologize for using that word on the air.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's Kevin McHale. Like, he don't care.
No, that guy is, but I shouldn't have said that on the air.
Well, because obviously the play-by-play guy knew who he was, too, because yep. There were three guys there. It might have been an actual one, another player there, you know? Welcome back. Kevin McHale just said dickhead. Quick break. Come on back.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.